We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Michael's show is on the air. How are we looking today? Brewers, not looking so good. Not looking so good. There is a lot of people upset at what they saw last night, just an FYI. If you didn't know by now, a lot of people not happy with what went down in Milwaukee last night. And the Brewers seemingly have allowed the Cubs in their head. Disappointing, nevertheless. This portion of the program being brought to you by Bud Light, where the toys take the stage tomorrow night at the Wisconsin State Fair Park in the Budweiser Pavilion, and it's always a great time. It is free admission, $6 to park your car, free if you're on a motorcycle, 81 degrees and sunshine tomorrow. That's what we're supposed to have in the area, so there is no reason for you not to get out and enjoy yourself and have a good time at the Budweiser Pavilion, brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We bring him in now, our buddy that is the pre- and post-game host. Also, I get a chance to hear his tones every now and then, calling innings in Chicago Cubs games. Yes, I do listen. Zach Zabin now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Zach, how you been, pal?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. As a Brewers fan, this sucks. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I heard you say that you think that the Cubs are in the Brewers' heads. I would look at it from a completely different standpoint because, you know, you head into that game last night and no one's done a better job against the Brewers than Jose Quintana going back to late July of last year. And yet you finally get through after 26 consecutive scoreless innings that Quintana has set down the Brewers. All of a sudden you break through, you hit those two home runs, you put yourself in a position to win. But more so than being in somebody's head, I just think last night's game shows you the kind of baseball you have to play in the playoffs in order to win. If you want to be a good team and take that next step, you just can't make the little mistakes. For example, Ryan Braun had those two phenomenal defensive plays, robbing the home run and then that great play earlier in the game where he came in and made that sliding defensive grab to rob the Cubs of a base hit. But on the play in the eighth inning where Hayward smashes the ball to right field where the Cubs ended up tying the game, you can't cut off that ball. You have to understand the situation that's taking place during the game. And I understand that, you know, he's not the most experienced first baseman and he's an outfielder by trade, but those little things matter. So the game is now tied. And let's go before that, where you have the sacrifice fly that takes place where Ben Zobrist tags up from first base to get to second. Those little things you normally don't see happen, but when you make those mistakes, what it does is it allows a team that has championship DNA, and the fact of the matter is that's what the Cubs have based on three consecutive playoff appearances and a championship in the middle there. You know, when you have a team that's been through those types of situations, they're going to pounce when you give them a little bit of room. And I think that's what you witnessed last night, more so than, you know, someone being in somebody's head.
Now, you and I both know in football, you can get angry. You can, you know, take a swing at the guy across from you. You can do something in some way, shape, or form to change at least your situation. Baseball's a different animal. You can't just say, I'm going to hit the ball harder or anything like that. So, and I've asked this to teams before that have had winning scenarios, specifically in baseball. So, Zach, with all the experience you've had, how do the Brewers then figure out how to win championship-style baseball? Go back with what the Cubs went through, because the Cubs went through something similar, and then all of a sudden everything clicked. What needs to click?
I think you heard Ryan Braun say it at the end of yesterday's game. And they understand that they made mistakes, little things. You know, it's not the stuff that you talk about when you see the highlights on TV after the game, or anyone who's watching the highlights via social media. Those are not the plays that turned around yesterday's ball game. It's the stuff that I just mentioned that you're not going to see on social media, and you're not going to see on the highlights. It's once you learn to limit that. See, the difference, and you were talking about football, the difference in football is you want to limit your mistakes, obviously, in any sport that you play, including the highest level of football. But the difference in football is that even if you make a mistake, you can just go out there and make a play if you have superior talent. Different in baseball. No matter how good your talent is, if you give anybody extra opportunities over the course of a game, chances are a good team's going to take advantage of it, and that's what you saw yesterday. You just have to limit the mistakes. You have to play as close to flawless as you can in a game where you're going to see a whole bunch of mistakes. But the teams that limit those errors that don't count as errors but clearly impact the ball game, if you can limit that, you put yourself in a position where you can win and win a lot and take your game to the next level.
In that clubhouse, do the Cubs, what do you think the view of the Brewers is?
I think there's respect for how good the Brewers have been this season. There's a ton of respect for that bullpen. I think there's great respect for some of the sluggers that are on the team. I just think when I look at the Cubs, I know they don't talk about this publicly, but I think when I look at this Cubs team, you know, they're in first place now, and they haven't even come close to scratching the surface of what they can be. They have not gotten major contributions from the two big starters that they signed in the offseason, Yu Darvish, who's been on the DL twice and hasn't really done much when he's been on the field. You know, Tyler Chatwood, who's been scuffling and trying to find his way, hasn't really been the major contributor that they hoped so far this season. Then you start to take a look at the fact from an offensive standpoint, you know, they've yet to go through one of those stretches that you've become familiar with over the last few years where both Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo are red hot at the same time. And when that happens, the Cubs become a lethal team, as scary as any in baseball. That hasn't happened yet. And I think the things that have surprised me so far this season is the fact that the Cubs, from a bullpen standpoint, have been right there near the top. I think last night you saw two of the top three bullpens that you have in baseball. And then the other thing that has impressed me is the renaissance of Jason Hayward. I don't think anyone expected that coming in, but you know, now he's riding a six-game hitting streak, hitting better than 400, has a home run, seven RBIs during that stretch. And what a dynamic he would bring to this ball club if he can keep this hot level of play going for most of the season. This was a guy who was hitting primarily seventh or eighth for most of the season, then came off the disabled list after suffering a concussion in St. Louis earlier this year, and all of a sudden has just gotten it going from an offensive standpoint. And I think it started because his approach changed. He was going the other way, working with the new hitting coach, Chili Davis. And then once you start going away, pitchers start to come inside on you. That's what you saw last night in the eighth inning. He was able to pull that ball to right, tie up the game, and then had the big hit to put the game away in the 11th inning. If he can bring that dynamic on a consistent basis to this lineup, there's no telling what the Cubs can do this season.
Talking with Zach Zabin, pre- and post-game host with the Chicago Cubs Radio Network as well. And, boy, Hayward really has started to come on. Not only is he getting hits, you had just mentioned it there, he's giving you big hits in big moments. And if you get that guy going, this was a guy that people were talking about trying to package up last year and get rid of because of his offensive ineptitude, and all of a sudden he's just kind of figured it out. About the same time, the team itself has started to figure it out. What is it now? 13 in the last 17 games or something like that, they've been able to win. And watching this Cubs team heat up as the weather begins to heat up, once the bats come to life, is there anything that can put that team away?
Yeah, I mean, again, you always worry about injuries, but it's a good baseball team. I think that's the biggest challenge that's facing the Brewers going forward, is that the Cubs are a really good baseball team, a team with big-time experience. And you're talking about a young core where most of the guys have grown together now. They're in their mid-20s. You're not talking about an old team, a team that has very good starting pitching, I think one of the big surprises this season has been the lights-out performance of the closer, Brandon Morrow, at the tail end of games, and you know the bridge guys getting from the starting pitchers to Morrow. And from an offensive standpoint, I mean, without even scratching the surface of what they can be, they're near the top in terms of all the important run-scoring categories. So when you start to take a look at that, yeah, it's a pretty special thing, and you understand why the Brewers went out of their way to make some of those big moves that they made this offseason. You know, Hader reminds me a lot of the impact that Andrew Miller had on the Cleveland Indians when they went to the World Series back in 2016. I don't think he did anything wrong yesterday, but you wonder psychologically, this is where I do think it's important. From a psychological standpoint, you wonder the Cubs being able, because he's not really pitched a lot against the Cubs this season. You wonder what that performance yesterday by the Cubs, and it might even be a thing that didn't count. You remember when Anthony Rizzo fouled one into the upper deck in right field.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder if stuff like that can play a role mentally going forward with such a young player.
As this season winds on, and the Cubs continue to play good baseball, the Brewers continue to play good baseball, the fact that these two teams don't meet in September, and I had asked Adam McAlvey, who covers the Brewers, this a little while ago, but let's just say the opposite side of the coin. The Cubs do get the next game or two against the Brewers. What then is that level of confidence going into September if this thing comes down to the wire and these two teams are still battling? Or let's say the Brewers get the next two. Does it get into the Cubs' head that, uh-oh, maybe this team isn't the easier stepchild that we thought they were, and this is a competitive thing, and suddenly we're back on a different playing field? How important are the next two games in this series?
I think they're always important. I think that's why I don't worry about when they're played, because they're still important. It's a divisional game. You're going head to head against the team that you know, in all likelihood, you're going to have to beat if you want to win the division. So. Yeah, I know it's June, and I know some people were poo-pooing this, at least in uniform yesterday, on both sides, you know, because it's early on in the year. You don't really want to go overboard with a game in June. But when you consider the opponents, I think it is important, because what's the difference if the game is in June or in September if you know that's the team that you have to beat to win the division? So, yeah, these are very important games. And I think last night, anyone who was in the ballpark understands what I'm saying, because there was a playoff-like atmosphere. It did not seem like some sort of regular season game that you would play in June. It did have a little bit of extra something to it, whatever you want to call that something. And I think it played out that way. It was a very well-played game. And then in the 11th inning, the Cubs were just able to break the thing open.
Zach, it's always a pleasure to chat, pal. Keep doing what you do. I love listening to you, and then we'll talk again down the road, okay?
Bill, always appreciate it. Take care, my friend.
Always, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Zach Zabin, pre- and post-game host on the Chicago Cubs Radio Network, does an inning as well, sits in for Pat Hughes and company, and does a fine, fine job there. That is Zach joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, and they will treat you fair. That's the way they get it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Why do you think the Brewers lost the game last night? Lack of offense, bullpen meltdown, managerial moves, guys' inability maybe to drop down a bunt, errors, tightening up. What was the reason, if you had to put your finger on it, that the Brewers let this one slip away? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. And the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show. Your calls and answers to those questions coming up next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was, you know, the double plays in the first couple innings, but it was, you know, we didn't have much going against. We did, you know, tonight offensively, it was quiet again, really. The home runs obviously put some runs on the board, but. You know, there was some spots, you know, Hernan's leadoff double, I thought was a really good spot. And then we get, nothing after that. So, I mean, it was pretty cool, but it was quiet for both sides really until then for the 11th.
Welcome back to the program. Glad to have you. Thanks so much for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate it. Say it all the time, mean it every single time. Thank you. Thanks for making us a part of your day. Those are the words of Craig Counsell talking about his crew last night, trying to bounce back tonight. 855-830-8648. Chase Anderson on the hill tonight against the righty Tyler Chatwood. 3-4 with a 3.86 ERA, Chatwood is. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over at New Mail Medical, trying to treat guys with ED, but they have a 98% success rate, so they're doing more than just trying. When it comes to low T, if you're looking for better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina, getting rid of that mental fog, they got it going on. They do wonders over there. It really is a fantastic product and a great group of people who are, by the way, other companies are now trying to emulate. So stick with the original, stick with the best, stick with the ones that get it right and expand and do it right. That is our friends over at New Mail Medical Center. 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. And they have the all-in-one weight loss program. Yes, that works. Been telling you about that for quite some time. That's New Mail Medical Center. 414-455-4451. Just call over there. It's worth a phone call to make it an all better you, so to speak. So the question is, why do you think the Brewers lost last night? If you had to put your finger on it, okay, what was it about that game? When you walked away from that game last night, what was your thought? Okay, did you talk about, say, the VR error? Did you talk about the inability to hit? Me, I walked away going, you know what? The Cubs are a big league team, and the Brewers right now are wannabes when it comes to, even though they have the best record, or did have, when it comes to that ability to be a championship-caliber club. The Brewers are still that wannabe stage. Something has to happen. I mean, the Cubs were like this with the St. Louis Cardinals. And then eventually, I'm not saying you have to get into a beanball war, but eventually the Cubs did. And Joe Maddon said, we're not taking your crap anymore. And said it at the podium, said it at a postgame presser. We're not taking that crap anymore. And that, man, that statement was so loud down in Wrigleyville. And his guys got the message, and that was it. The swagger was on. And they went on to win a championship. And they've been good for the last more than the last few years. What is it going to take for the Brewers to get over the hump? But what did you walk away feeling last night as this Brewers team took the loss? Where would you point the finger? It's one game. I get it. But this was, let's be honest, this just carried a different weight to it last night. 855-830-8648. Ken's in West Bend. Ken, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Billy, congratulations on having a number one sports talk show, first and foremost.
Oh, thank you.
Outstanding. If you can afford me just a minute or two of time here, I got two. My points lead right into each other. The first, I think where you're going with it, because this is where I'm going with it, it starts and ends with the manager. Counsell, you got to play small ball when it's time to play small ball, and he refuses to do it. Maddon, Matheny, I could go on and on. The better managers know how to get the most out of their players to build their confidence when they come to that plate. You have to learn how to manufacture runs, Craig Counsell. You refuse to do it. And I just don't understand the refusal there. And nobody in the media will call him out on it. That's another thing that gripes me. It's like, get in his face and let him know about it. Say, hey, why aren't you doing this? The fans want to know.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't do it. But that brings me back to point number two in Zach Zabin, what he had to say. It would build better team chemistry. Also solidifying that infield. You know, if they're going to make the changes with Arcia and at second base with VR to move them along and Santana in the outfield, do it. You're in first place. Well, now you're half game out, but you have the ability to get back in these next two games. But building good team chemistry, you don't see the Brewers come up to the plate, Bill, with confidence other than Yelich and Kane and Braun. When you see them step in, they're not taking big, deep breaths. They don't look nervous. The other guys do, even like Travis Shaw. He gets up there, and they're hacking away, and they're hitting good pitches. So this team needs to find those next three or four guys to help them, but they also need to build better team chemistry, and that starts and ends with Counsell. Your emailer had some great points that you read before Zach Zabin came on. I want to see this team succeed. Everybody does. They have the ability, but damn it, Counsell, get off your hinder and let's move here. Get a little feisty like Joe Maddon did that you were referring to in the press conference. We're not going to take this crap from Chicago anymore. Let's put it to them.
Yep. Appreciate the phone call, as always, Ken. Let's go to KJ in West Dallas. KJ, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Bill? Thanks for taking the call.
Absolutely.
Remember that show in the 70s, Bill, called Kung Fu with David Carradine?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
Okay. So Joe Maddon is the master, And Craig Counsell is the grasshopper right now. And he's trying to snatch the pebble from the master's hands, but he can't do it because he hasn't learned how to grasp all the fine intricacies of doing that. And that's basically what's happening. Counsell's reluctance to put down a bunt, play small ball. I mean, the first time was a double with Perez, with no outs, okay? Got a guy on second. You don't do anything to move him over. But that wasn't the only time, because Christian Yelich was on second as well. Didn't move him. Didn't try and, move him over at all. So all the little things, like you say, you can't give a team like the Cubs extra outs. You cannot rely on trying to hit the long ball all the time. You've got to play small ball. You've got to play within the situation. And you've got to use, you know, sometimes you just got to use some of your own, ways of doing things that are outside of the box. And they're not doing that right now, Bill. And they haven't done it. That game was a carbon copy of a game last year that was at Miller Park with the Cubs. And if you look back to the series, there was a game that they went into the ninth and then the tenth, and they were tied, and all of a sudden the floodgates opened up, almost identical to last night's game. Until they can get over the hump, Adam McKelvey said something about, mathematically they'll only be 2.5 games behind. If they lose, they get swept. But psychologically, they're worlds away from being ahead of the Cubs, even though they go down 2.5 games at this point, if you know what I mean, going forward.
Right.
Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. A lot of people point the finger at Craig Counsell. I find it interesting that so many people are just quick to jump on Craig Counsell and say, not getting it done. Not going to happen. I think Craig Counsell is a really good manager. I really do. I mean, it's Craig Counsell has been really good for a long period of time with this team. And I'm not talking in terms of longevity as a manager, but this season he has been right there. They've had very good baseball team. They've had a very good baseball team, and he's managed many times right in many situations. I mean, for a long time, they had one of the best records, if not the best record, in all the National League. Now, you have to beat the Cubs. I'm not denying that in any way, shape, or form. I'm not so quick to just jump all over Craig Counsell and say everything sucks. Okay? That it's terrible. His managerial skills are no. I'm looking at a team that just tightens up. Now you have to figure out a way, which, by the way, the Brewers still have the most wins in the National League, in case you didn't know. Just an FYI. Cubs have 38, the Brewers have 39. But the Brewers have 27 losses, Cubs only have 25, thus a half game behind the Chicago Cubs, just to be clear on that. So the Brewers still have more wins, and the most wins in the National League. They're still behind overall in Major League Baseball. The Yankees, who are 42 wins, Boston 45 wins, continue to be really, really good. 42 wins for both Seattle and Houston, and then there's the Milwaukee Brewers with 39. So just so we're clear, Brewers are one win away from eclipsing the 40-win plateau. But I think Craig Counsell's been really good, but I think as a team, there was a collective pucker last night, and they have to figure out a way to get over this. Brad, listening to us in Mount Pleasant. Brad, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Hey, what's up?
I'm going to kind of say what you kind of just said there. But it's not, because I think, again, Craig Counsell is a very good coach. But it's the whole coaching staff as a whole. You know, Craig Counsell's whole thing is, well, we're just going to be a home run hitting team. Now, why doesn't one of his coaches pull him inside and say, hey, Craig, we're not going to win games 6-5 if we get to the playoffs? It's just not going to happen. Even one of the guys on MLB TV said that the difference between the Brewers and the Cubs is that the Cubs know how to win baseball games playing either way. And right now, unfortunately, because of the mentality of the Brewers and the home run, you know, they just don't do that small ball. And that's what drives us Brewer fans nuts, because you should be able to do that. And if you get in the playoffs, you're not going up against the fifth pitcher of a team. You're going up against one, two, or three. So these games are not going to be 8-7. They're going to be 3-2, 2-1, 4-3.
Mm-hmm.
So in those tight games, you have to be able to do all aspects of the game. And you can't sit there and make Miller Park as an excuse. And he's done that in the past.
Yeah.
Don't sit there and say, well, my team can't bunt because we play at Miller Park.
Okay. No, you can't do it. You have to be able to. I mean, we have seen other teams that can hit the baseball that play in the National League Central come in the middle. Hell, Joe Maddon's got a team that can hit the ball out of the ballpark and he bunts. Mike Matheny Correct. Has a team that can hit the ball out of the ballpark and he bunts. And they've done it at Miller Park. I don't want to hear that excuse. That's garbage.
Right, and that's what drives me nuts. Is when you hear that sometimes, you hear it from even my good buddy Tim Allen. I'll say that sometimes. I'm like, no, don't make excuses for
you should just come out and be honest and say, my guys don't know how to bunt. They are fundamentally inept when it comes to that, and that's the reason we don't. Now, granted, you can play appreciate the phone call, Brad. You can play statistical baseball and say, okay, what does the bunt actually get you versus the statistics or sabermetrics of what it is you can gain via actually hitting the baseball and putting it into play? That I can understand, because there may be that side of the sabermetrics thing that I'm not looking at, but sometimes – Joe Maddon did it the last time they were at Miller Park. He even said, we just needed to get something going. Offensively, they weren't getting anything going. So they dropped out a bunt. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, they take off with a good inning. Sometimes you just need to do something. And if you can't play fundamental baseball or take advantage of a situation, then you're basically throwing yourself into the pool, saying to your team, go swim as fast and as far as the team that's right there next to you. Oh, by the way, I'm going to tie one hand behind your back. You can't do it. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, Bill Michaels Show. Hopefully you're having a fantastic day. We certainly appreciate you joining us, as always, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. So the Brewers take it on the chin last night. Just give me your thoughts as to, one, why you think the Brewers kind of fell to the Cubs. And secondly, here's maybe the more important question. What is your level of confidence, just Brewers-Cubs from here on out, the remainder of the season? What is your level of confidence moving forward? Okay, now think about that for a minute. Because the Brewers have a couple of games, obviously, left with the Cubs here, in this particular series. And then they don't play them again for a while, okay? They're not going to see the Cubs until the end of the season. They're going to see them for a quick two-game series in August. Okay, so that's four games total with the Cubs. And that's going to be at Wrigley. And then they get six more. So 10 games remaining. 10 games remaining. Three at Miller Park. Well, let's be honest. Okay, so you've got five at Miller Park and then five at Wrigley starting today. Five at Miller Park, five at Wrigley. What is your level of confidence when it comes to these two teams? If you're a Cubs fan, you got to be feeling pretty good right now. If you're a Brewers fan, you're scratching your head going, what the hell? I would assume. Correct me if I'm wrong. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com, toll-free talk line. Give us a shout. We would love to hear from you. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Marshfield Clinic Health System, and they have Care My Way. If you have anything ailing you right now, maybe you just got the head cold, the humidity's getting to you, headaches, whatever it happens to be, call them. See if they can't get you a prescription right over the phone sent to a pharmacy near you. That's what it's all about. Save you some time, save you some money. Maximum charge, $40, depending on your insurance. If they can't help you, you don't pay. It's that cool. That's our friends at the Marshfield Clinic. Call them. Marshfield Clinic, 855-CARE-WAY. 855-CARE-WAY. And give them a shout, see what they can do for you. That's Marshfield Clinic. Go to marshfieldclinic.org for all the information. Let's go to Don, listening to us on the south side of Milwaukee. Don, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Good. How are you, Bill?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Well, I was having a good time last night until I went into extra innings, and then I was holding my breath. But I want to point the finger at Jonathan Villar for his error for that double play that he could have had or should have had.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they just need to be – oh, my confidence level is still way up there. I have a lot of confidence in this team. They just need to be a little bit more fundamentally sound, I believe. Their lack of focus on the fundamentals, like the fielding of Jonathan Villar last night. Little things like that, maybe running the bases better. And bunting, you touched on it earlier, bunting, small ball. They need that in their game. I think just that'll step their game up a few more levels, I believe. And they can go places. They just need to bring it all together. But my confidence level is still high for this team. It's still a good team.
Keep your fingers crossed that it all works out. Appreciate it. He's got a high confidence level. Good for him. He's got a high confidence level. Feel good about it. You know, if it's one game, bump in the road, all right. I'll go with you on that. I personally don't think it's that simple at this point, but I'd like to believe it's less, but I'm not so sure. I think just my opinion that look, I hope that if there's any Brewer listening to this program, they get pissed off and say, you know what, we're going to go out and prove these guys wrong. Psh, fine. On your way. Whatever you got to use as motivation, use it. Go out, use it. Get it done. But just watching that game last night, I'm sitting, Sherry and I took the kids, we went to Bullwinkle's last night, we were watching the game. Brewers are up 2-1, and they're like, oh, you know, hey, turning it over to the bullpen, here comes Hader, and I'm feeling pretty good. You know, I'm thinking to myself, man, just get the win. Hard-fought win. This is one of those games that the Cubs didn't play well. The Cubs are going to now know that the Brewers get a win, that the Cubs have to bring their A game if they're going to beat this team, all that kind of stuff. And that's in my head. And then I started to watch the wheels fall off, and they go to extras. And even when they were going to extras, knowing the Brewers have only lost one extra inning game all season long, I'm thinking, okay, this is not bad. And then you could just see it start to unravel. You could just see it. And I'm thinking, they're not going to win this game. And in addition to that, when you heard Bill Schroeder last night say, this is disastrous, that was the feeling I had. He just put it into words. He said, this is disastrous. And that's the way it felt. It was a couple runs. But it felt like it was 100 runs. It felt like, there you go. You just got beat by a Major League Baseball team, and you're still trying to be in the majors. That's what it felt like. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Steve, listening to us in Three Lakes. Steve, how you doing?
Real good, Bill. I just jumped in on your show here, but the turning point for me was when VR missed that throw from Lorenzo Cain in second. I just got a gut feeling that that was it. And it was. Next hitter, he scored and tied the game.
Mm-hmm.
They would have thought that. We would have had a real good chance that he would try to pitch out. But that was, for me, that was the turning point of the whole game.
I would agree with you. I mean, to me, that was when that was a big play in the ball game. It got the crowd really into it. To me, that was probably the biggest play in the ballgame, short of giving up the home run, the leadoff home run. I appreciate the phone call. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Brewers, is it in their heads? Is it in their heads? Hey, coming up after the top of the hour, we're going to switch gears just a little bit. Mike McCarthy, you're going to hear from him as the Brewers, or I should say the Packers, are all gathering yet again up in Green Bay. We'll also give you a preview of Game 2, Brewers and the Cubs. You're going to hear from Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, coming up. So we got a little bit of football, a little bit of baseball. Going to wrap it up with a little bit of basketball and a note out of the world of football. Something that has now come out that kind of goes, well, yeah, but it wasn't me. We'll tell you who it's all about. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We're on the air. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends over at Quick Trip. Don't forget, Quick Trip, they have some great rewards going on right now. A lot of good things happening over at Quick Trip. Have you got your rewards card yet? Go to quicktrip.com, K-W-I-K, quicktrip.com. Find the location nearest you. Go and get your rewards card. And I just used mine today. I get 6, 8 cents off of each gallon of gas. So they got a lot of great deals, a lot of great specials, the meat cabinets, tailgate fare, whatever it is you need, they've got it. Stop into Quick Trip. Make it your daily stop, as a matter of fact. And for those of you that are on the go in the morning, man, they've got some good coffee, too. The Karuba Coffee, fantastic stuff. That is all over at Quick Trip, and another cigar dinner right around the corner. I'll give you more information on that coming up in the next hour. Couple of pieces of news and notes. First and foremost, the Milwaukee Bucks announcing, hey, by the way, we're doing pretty good with ticket sales. Not that it really shocks me, because anytime you're talking about the opening of a new building, usually those are pretty good. Usually the opening of a new building is pretty good. Never worry about when a building opens. You always worry about like the next year or the year after that. Once the novelty of it wears off, if you're not winning, you know, it is what it is. Suddenly you're just another team in a good building, and that's about the extent of it. But ticket sales, we talked about this yesterday on the program. The bottom four rows, Joe, four or five rows, I think the Bucks announced, are out. And seats all around the court. There was a couple left, and that was it. Everything gone. Gone. Bucks are selling their big dollar seats. Kudos to them. So there's the Bucks tickets for next season. There is a high demand for, and I don't expect anything different, again, because the Bucks are really one and up and coming team. I think a lot of people gained a little more respect for them, seeing what Cleveland struggled with against the Boston Celtics, and knowing that the Bucks took them to seven games. So kind of, you know, maybe even though they were bounced out of the first round, people maybe walked away with a different feeling about the Bucks after the postseason. So they think there's a little more optimism there. You're waiting for the other shoe to fall on the Jabari deal and see what happens there. But there's a lot of optimism going into that new building, and everybody wants to be a part of it. So, yeah, there's high demand for the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm feeling excited about it. Now, let's be honest. Between you, me, the fence post, and anybody else listening out there, are they even in the same league with Golden State? No. A team that can just light it up from anywhere on the court at any point in time and do anything they want? No. No, they're not. I think they would struggle with Houston, to be honest with you. But the Bucks still are going to be a viable team in the East. How good? We'll have to wait and see. But I know one thing. The expectation next year is not 8th seed or 7th seed. I'll tell you that right damn now. But there is a high demand for tickets for the Milwaukee Bucks. Another piece of news and notes regarding the NFL. Remember back during the whole Al Jazeera report about certain players and receiving human growth hormone, and they had records and such, and that was just looked at as just a bunch of hogwash. It's Al Jazeera. Come on. How'd they get information that nobody else could get? Peyton Manning's legal team revealed, okay, yeah, he got human growth hormone. It was sent to the house. However, it was not intended for use by him. They had to file documents in federal court. It was disclosed that the HGH sent from the clinic in Indianapolis was for Manning's wife, Ashley. They are treating a condition that has not yet been revealed to the public. During the court proceedings, Al Jazeera claimed that the second source for its allegations against Manning in the 2015 documentary, The Dark Side, Secrets of Sports and Dopers, was actually Manning's lawyer, according to Will Hobson of the Washington Post. However, Manning's lawyer merely confirmed that the HGH was for Ashley, not for Peyton, and flatly rejected a notion that the hormone was for Peyton Manning. One of Manning's attorneys, by the way, Matthew McGill, blasted that report, citing the off-the-record information in its documentary, while contending that the network used Ashley's private medical records to lodge a patently false claim against Peyton Manning. So as the court case continues, now they say, yeah, it came to the Manning house, but it was for his wife. Now, let's be honest here, okay? I whenever the mere appearance of impropriety is brought up in the court of public opinion, specifically when you're a star, you all of a sudden become guilty. I don't think this is going to besmirch the reputation of Peyton Manning, to be honest with you, but this is just one of those pieces of ugliness. Like a mole on your face. You're a beautiful, beautiful model, and then you get this big, nasty mole on your face. You're still the good model. Everybody knows it, but you got the mole on your face. That's what this is. It's not making you, you know, Igor-like ugly. But it's something that, regardless of whether it's there or not, for the truth or not, it doesn't help Peyton Manning. He's still going to go in as a Hall of Famer. He's never been tested to the point where he's been caught of doing something. So it's not going to hurt him. But I just like the fact that in the beginning it was like, you're crazy. Get out of here. Al Jazeera, it's a joke. And now they're like, yeah, you're crazy. Yeah, it was sent here. Oh, by the way. Oh, that crap. Really? We got to testify under oath? Oh, crap. Yeah, it was here. It was for his wife with an undisclosed ailment of some type or condition, I should say. The NFL, by the way, previously ruled that it found no evidence that Manning ever used HGH. While other Major League Baseball, they cleared Washington Nationals infielder Ryan Zimmerman and former Philadelphia Phillies standout Ryan Howard of using substances as well. And after Al Jazeera alleged that all three players used the banned substance in the same documentary, all three entities say no, they didn't, that these guys were tested. So what do you believe? What do you believe? Coming up next, Mike McCarthy, he spoke to the media, the Packers gathering yet again at Lambeau Field, getting ready for that last few practices before they break for the summer, head off in their different directions, and then all reconvene at the end of July, getting you ready for training camp. Going to hear from Mike McCarthy coming up. A short one today, by the way. Mike's having none of it. We'll get into that discussion. We'll preview the Brewers and the Cubs game two. Tim Allen hosted the Baseball Postgame Show. We will rehash last night's debacle. Before we wrap things up here on the Bill Michaels Show, stay tuned. A whole lot more yet to go. Another hour right after this.
Wisconsin Wide. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.